This episode of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Go check them out at getjobber.com/breakthrough to receive 20% off your first 6 months. What's up, Breakthrough Success listeners? Mark DeBerry, the podcast and virtual summit launch coach here. And one of the things we have to think about is how are we going to take our businesses to the next level? It's easy to start a business, see some good growth, see some good momentum, but then hit a roadblock and struggle to find any of that extra growth. So we actually have a guest who helps these types of businesses that are struggling to achieve growth and enable them to be more competitive and achieve more growth with all the marketing tactics that we have in today's world. So our guest who joins us today, he founded RSM Marketing, which has twice been named to the Inc. 5000 list of fastest growing companies in America. The company employs 40 staff that cover areas of expertise such as marketing, management, web design, web programming, video production, copywriting, graphic design, social media, online marketing, public relations, and so much more. So his company works with over 100 clients from coast to coast. And our guest who joins us for this episode of Breakthrough Success is none other than Bruce Rowley. Bruce, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Good to be here.
Bruce, I'm so happy to have you on Breakthrough Success. And I feel like there are so many people who they start companies and it's easier to see growth at the beginning because you're essentially starting from zero. But once you've got the systems in place, when you've got a lot of customers already, it is harder to make those next leaps. So I think one of the areas we should start with is why do companies get stuck and start struggling in the first place?
Well, obviously there's business that finds you, and depending on how compelling and unique your business concept and idea is and service, in the beginning it's great when the market finds you, but then once you move out of that, now comes the real challenge of, in order to really grow beyond those customers that find you, you've got to find customers. And the more that you have to do that, the more expensive it can be. And of course, that eats into your profitability. What a lot of people find difficulty with is that they can find more customers, but they can't find them in a cost efficient way. And they can't build the kind of systems that do it in a systematic way, day after day after day, in a way that enables them to achieve the kind of margin that they have to survive and thrive.
And I really love that insight because Bruce points out something very important where, like, you know, one of the things people think of is, oh, if you want to grow your business, get more customers. It seems as simple as that. But Bruce is really diving into something deeper, which is what is that process? What is that journey to go from having no one to having that next customer? And this is where Bruce talks about the margin, because if you spend, if a customer gives you 500, but you're spending 600 to get that customer, that's going to be a business that goes out of business very soon. So I love the margin talk.
Absolutely. It's amazing how many customers, when we start working with them, you know, they think marketing is this thing where we just talk about photos and branding and, you know, colors and fonts, but our customers are quite surprised, happily, I would think, which is we start with some questions that maybe they haven't thought of themselves. How much are they spending to acquire new customers? It's pretty amazing how many of the companies that we start working with, they haven't really done the math on those things, and they don't understand how to do that math going forward and how to build a kind of recurring marketing program and track their costs all the way through the process.
And Bruce said a very important word there, which is recurring, because you've got recurring expenses. You also want to have recurring income, so it's a little bit more predictable. That's why I do coaching in addition to just selling books, because books are more of a one-off, while coaching is like a monthly commitment. So recurring is something very important.
And I'm wondering if you could share with us, what are some of the ways that you found to really be more cost effective with acquiring customers? Because that seems to be a really big focus for companies that want to continue to excel in the middle and long term.
Sure. So these days, there are more choices than ever. The challenge is it's complicated. I think a lot of people just look, you know, they get lost in the complexity of it. And that's why our team approach works for so many companies. So an example is, you know, even something as basic as online targeted social advertising seems simple enough. Put posts on Facebook, wait for the money to roll in. But of course, it's far more complicated than that. We have to make sure that we're targeting the proper audiences. We have to make sure, you know, that our messaging is right. And so we test small audiences. We test many, many different messages, looking for the best return that we can find. Then once we get to that point, that's when we have to start digging in. And that's where we have to create lookalike audiences to see how we can expand that. We have to make sure that all the blocking and tackling basics are in place. And by that, I mean, am I driving people to a landing page that converts? Am I giving people all the right tools for them to go ahead and make that conversion? Am I giving them the opportunity to have live chat online? Am I giving them the opportunity to call? Am I giving them the opportunity to purchase right away in as simple and streamlined a way as possible? Trying to put all those pieces together. Am I, for people that drop out, do I have a do I have abandoned cart programs put together to scoop up those customers that dropped out during the process? Am I doing remarketing for the person who landed on my website and then got distracted or something else pulled them away? It's a game of really, really millimeters, not just as simple as, you know, make ad, get customer. And that does work for a small part, but you've got to have all those other pieces in place to make sure that you're really maximizing the dollars that you're spending and not letting those customers who could be your customer just slip through from a silly kind of thing, like the lack of live chat or the lack of abandoned cart programs.
And abandoned cart is something that a lot of people will not look at. I feel like there are so many people who they're just focused on how can I get more customers that they don't think about, you know, some of their existing customers. That's easy repeat business right there. But there's also the potential customer who just gets distracted or needs another day to make their decision. And then the abandoned cart emails, the ads can really attract someone who was pretty much on the verge of buying, but just didn't make that final decision. And they forget about you. But the abandonment cart option, which Bruce mentions, is a really great strategy. Now, one of the things that I do want to approach is that you said there are so many different ways to make this happen. Like there's so many marketing tactics, so many different ways to inch up your conversion rate just a little bit higher. And I think that's great, but there's also a bit of a challenge to that of getting overwhelmed. So can you share with us how you've been able to really hone in on all these different things without getting overwhelmed or shiny object syndrome?
Well, you've really narrowed it down to the core issue that we solve for many, many, many of the companies that choose to work with us. And that's simply the issue of being completely overwhelmed by the utter complexity of sales today. Whether you're doing it online, whether you're just generating, whether you're completing the whole sale online, or you are just generating warm leads online that you're then converting, through phone sales or whatever kind of follow-up, or maybe you're just trying to drive retail traffic, you know, it is overwhelming to try to do all those things. And essentially what we have is we have a whole team of people who work for us. They are not freelancers. They work for us in our offices, and they work as a team. We use a lot of different project management software, which enables all the different highly specialized members of the team to connect efficiently. So when somebody's programming, you know, abandoned cart emails, they are, you know, they're familiar with all the verbiage that's been used prior on the website, in the advertising, so that it's all consistent. And every member of our team is focused on their particular part of expertise. So we don't have to find people who are just kind of good at lots of things. The people that we have, they are highly specialized in each particular part of the marketing process so that they can be as efficient as possible at their job, but also as effective as possible. And one of the things that we find is that they learn, it keeps them sharper because they're working across so many different kinds of customers' businesses that the learning that they get from one project, they can bring it to the next one and vice versa.
And I love how you bring up teams, because having, just like even having an assistant really makes a big difference, but to scale the Bruce, scale the way Bruce has been able to scale, I mean, Inc. 5,000 twice, I mean, that's no easy feat. That's a very big achievement. And a lot of the companies, they end up having big teams behind them to achieve that goal. I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of them. And part of the expenses, we're talking about, you know, cost efficiency a little earlier, because it's not just like you going out and trying to find the customer. Sometimes it could be like you hiring an assistant to take calls or something like that. And that counts into the investment for a customer. So at the same, like some people, what they'll do is they'll cut corners. They'll say like, let me find the person who's super cheap. But then, you know, like conversion rate goes down because, you know, you get what you pay for usually. So can you share with us how you've been able to find great talent and what your thoughts are on like pricing and like making sure it's a, you're not paying too much, but you're not paying to the point where like, you know, you're not getting a good person either.
Sure. So we've grown a lot of our people ourselves. We also tend to look at the starting point. We tend not to look for people who are, maybe some of our people aren't particularly adept at the beginning technically, but they have a passion for marketing. They have a passion for helping customers grow. That's the most important thing. The market changes, the technologies that we use and everything, they change so much. If somebody has 6 months experience, for example, working on paid or even organic social, online social like Facebook or TikTok even, or whatever it is, I mean, 6 months back, that's about as far back as the experience honestly needs to go, because it's changing so rapidly. Whatever you knew about social 2 years ago is frankly irrelevant today. The entire technology platform, as well as the competitive landscape, is vastly different. What I'm really saying is we look more for attitude and values than technical expertise, because you can find the smartest, most technically advanced person, but if they're not a great team player, if they don't have a real passion for curiosity and learning constantly what the new things are, and they don't get unhealthy thrill out of helping customers succeed. Our people tend to be pretty focused on making sure that our customers' victories are really our victories, and they get damn excited when they hit on a series of tactics and messages that when they really start to see their numbers come into a great place for that customer, it's not fake. You know, you can sense that they're truly excited to have achieved that on behalf of a customer, and that comes from in their heart, not something that they learned, you know, or some kind of technical expertise that they picked up.
We have more great content coming up in this episode, but first we have a message from today's sponsor, Jobber. Jobber's award-winning software helps small home service businesses organize their entire operations, from scheduling jobs and managing their crews to invoicing customers and collecting payments. That way, you can spend more time on the services you're already great at. Job by job, business by business, Jobber is transforming the ways their customers deliver service. Start your free trial over at getjobber.com/breakthrough. All right, let's get right back into the episode.
And I love that mentality because, you could teach people skills. Like, if you don't know, like, podcasting, I can teach you that. If you don't know, like, how to do the different things that Bruce does at his company, like, if you're given a role, like a marketing role or like a management role, if you don't know how to do that, Bruce can teach you that, or he can hire someone to teach it. But if you're like open to learning, if you've got the right attitude, I mean, that's definitely the right thing you want to be looking for in someone. It's all about that attitude, probably the most important quality. One of the things that I do want your thoughts on, because you mentioned abandoned cart, and there are a lot of features that you want to have in a business, and there are tools that do a better job than others at giving you those features. So me, for instance, I use ThriveCart for my order forms, for allowing affiliates to promote my products. And it's a tool that makes my life easier than if I had like other tools. So I'm wondering if you could share with us some of the top tools or resources that you're using to fuel your business and the clients who you serve.
Well, you know, those things, I don't know whether I want to name any of the individual little pieces, because quite honestly, they change so rapidly. It's amazing. And we're not shy about swapping out something that we were using 8 months ago and we thought was the greatest thing since sliced bread 8 months ago. And then, you know, I'm sad to say, then you just find the new shinier tool and you're like, oh, I can't even remember what that thing was, the thing that I couldn't live without in February. I can't even remember what the name of it is in October because I've already found the replacement tool. What I will say is we constantly are looking for, when we look for our tools, the most important things for us are integration. Does it integrate well with other tools? Pricing, of course, we test everything. So we look for, we've set up some in-house online businesses and lead gen businesses that we own. And the reason we did that is because we're constantly testing tools on those. So when we look for tools, we look for integration, we look for results, of course, and we look at pricing. And then we also try to look at how much investment is that company making to continue the innovation in their product. Do they see the product as being done, or are they really, really making the kinds of investments to keep it current? And then we test it. We test it on the platforms that we ourselves control, because I don't want to test it on our paying clients. I want to be able to tell a paying, hey, this is a tool that we use every day right now on our platforms, and it works. And we're going to start using it on yours. And the other thing is, we use project, you know, internally, we use project management tools that our clients have access to, so that our clients can see exactly what we're doing. They don't have to call in and say, hey, what's going on with this thing that I asked for? They can see exactly what the status is for every single thing. So when we spend time talking to our clients, we're spending that time on planning, strategy, making sure that we understand where we can create the maximum value for them going forward, not wasting our time, our precious in-person time, talking about what's the status on that thing. They should be able to see that at any point, you know. And some of the stuff that we rely on is frankly old hat, if you will. You know, we've built our business on G Suite from day one. It's pretty amazing how Google has continued to make that really just an operational backbone for everything that we do. I've always been amazed at how quickly they have adapted that. And of course, one of the things that we look for are things that integrate in with Google and all the other major platforms that we work in.
Yeah, I really love that insight, because I mean, I've used SamCart, I've used ClickFunnels. Those are things that I don't use anymore, but I have used them in the past. So I definitely see how like different tools, you could sub them out based on if they integrate, if the new one is shinier, integrates well, has more features. So I definitely relate to that point. And I mean, there's just so many different options out there. It's just a matter of picking what works best for you. And I feel like one of the things people struggle with is figuring out what actually works best for them. So for someone who maybe they feel like their business is struggling, how do you suggest you figure out like what is the thing I'm supposed to be focusing on when, you know, you have like a gajillion social networks, you've got PR, you've got so many ways to promote yourself. How do we figure out what we should be focusing on?
You know, I start with basic. I said it before. We start almost always with basic blocking and tackling. It's really easy to get focused on some new thing, some fancy thing, some flashy thing, shiny thing that's out there that says, oh, should we be advertising on TikTok? I'm sorry, I'm picking on TikTok because it's the newest shiny social platform. But you know, people who talk about, should I be on Snapchat? Should I be on TikTok? Should I be doing this? And then I'll go look at where they're pushing people to on a web page that is truly under performing because they're pushing the traffic they have today to a website that doesn't convert. You know, maybe it's not even truly mobile optimized. Maybe they don't, you know, they don't have all the different ways for the customers they have now to really optimize conversion. And so I focus a lot on the basics before we ever move into all the other stuff. Because to me, I start off with how much business are we leaving on the table right now that you're paying money to bring people all the way here and then just sort of losing steam. And it's amazing to me how much business and almost immediately. I mean, we started working with a client out of New York City this week who had been working with a firm and they hadn't been happy with the results. And you know, they realized that this firm was a bit too narrow in their approach and their expertise. And so they moved the business to us because we have a broader set of tools and broader sets of expertise. But before we could ever even get into all of those, just diving into the basic online lead gen campaign they had competing tag managers. They had all kinds of issues. They had ads running that day that the client was paying for that were directing people to dead landing pages or landing pages that had dead phone numbers on them. That's just a beginning for us of looking at this and saying, wow, okay, well, before we can really think about all this other stuff, we have to, let's get the basics right.
Yeah, I that's an excellent summary, getting the basics right, because, you know, TikTok is the one that we're talking about now. That's the hottest thing. There's going to be a new hot thing in 2020 for sure. There's going to be a new hot thing 2021, but yep. What's always going to be important is making sure your phone number works, making sure your landing page is converting correctly. So Bruce brings up some really, really great points as we think about, you know, just because everyone else is doing it, let's make sure we have the foundation right. Because if we're like a TikTok sensation and we're leading people to a broken phone number, there's just no point in the TikTok right in the first place. So for people who are wondering, like, where can we follow Bruce and learn more about his journey? Where are some good places we can go?
Well, you know, RSM Marketing has a great, we have a great presence on LinkedIn. You know, we have a great website, rsmconnect.com, where you can read up and there's some great tools on there, some great downloads that you can take for free that kind of talk a little bit about the basics that I've been covering, but also the economics of how to build funnels that work, but also the economics of how do you get all this work done without, you know, blowing your budget? How do you get a team of 40 people and a marketing, what we call a fractional marketing director, leading that team, meeting with you every week, and starting to tackle all of these things methodically, one by one, building this growth for you? How do you do that for a cost that is, for many of our clients, equal to hiring one FTE? And people think that's crazy, but we do that for hundreds and hundreds of clients all over the country. This year, we've added over 40 client relationships from coast to coast, and next year we'll add more than 80.
I mean, we'll throw all those links in the show notes. It is incredible the amount of growth you can achieve if you really set your mind to it. But Bruce, I just want to thank you.
What gets measured gets done, man.
Oh, yeah. Okay? Yeah, I love it's that.
It's not just, you know, we don't make up these numbers. When I say, you know, we add 40 and we're going to add 80 next year, that's because we have a formula for it. That's because we measure it. We know what we're going to do next year. We did, you know, we did 40 this year because we said at the beginning of the year, we're going to do 3 a month on average. And we beat that. You know, we made it to, we got to 40. And so next year, the team, they see what they can handle. We've seen, you know, the kind of growth that we can have. And that's the same kind of mentality that we bring to our customers. And I think that's important because, you know, I want our clients to know we're drinking the same Kool-Aid, man. We're on the same program. This is not something that you know we do for ourselves that's wildly different than what we do for our clients.
Yeah, I love that idea, the measurement. If you measure, it's going to be something that you take action on. It's going to be something you can track. So I do love you sharing that insight with us because I feel it's really important. I mentioned it before. Links will be in the show notes. And I mean, this was a great episode. Thanks for coming on Breakthrough Success.
Thanks, Mark. Have a great day.
This episode of the Breakthrough Success Podcast was brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Start a free trial or sign up today to receive 20% off your first 6 months. Find out more at getjobber.com/breakthrough.